what's up? My name is Decisive, and you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh. I guess that was it. Sorry about that. I'm trying to fix this silly... Hey, why don't you please go to cfrc.ca and click on Donate Now? Because for the last 2 minutes, I've been fiddle-farting around with this silly headphone thing. Oh, it's so frustrating. Oh, well. Yeah, there I am. Looks like I got some malfunctioning headphones here. Anyways. Difficult. Very distracting. And makes for really great radio, as I can assume. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. This is DJ Over Easy, and you're listening to Making Bacon. Thank you, you poor, long-suffering individual. I appreciate you for turning up and being able to support CFRC.ca. And yeah, what a great day. It's warm out there. International Women's Day, really cool stuff coming up. Amazing shows. Broom Factory, Tiernanog. The Tiernanog one I haven't mentioned. I should pull that up on my phone. But yeah, definitely go check those out. And in honor of International Women's Day, I am reflecting on how just deplorable men are. They just stink, man. They stink. So I got some stinkers, some more stinkers. This one, well, you know, it's, I'm sure some people love it. I'm sure some people really love it. But it's another one of those traumatic stinkers that I had to endure listening to Fly FM on the radio 30 years ago, 40 to how many years ago? 40-ish years ago. So here's one of them, and it's from an album of all Canadian country classics. And that they are. But let's check it out. Here's one that always makes me cringe. It makes me cringe.
My tears away, you smile at me and say, funny face, I love you. Funny face, I love you. Funny face, I need you. These are the sweetest words I've ever heard. Funny face, don't leave me. Funny face, believe me, my whole world's wrapped up in you. And when I hurt your feelings 'cause I sometimes do. And I say those mean things that we know are not true. You forgive my childish ways. You hold me close and say, funny face, funny face, I love you. Funny face, I love you. Funny face, I need you. These are the sweetest words I've ever heard. Funny face, don't leave me. Funny face, believe me. My whole world's wrapped up in you. Funny face, I love you. Funny face,
I'm sure some people love that song. I'm sure some people love it, but I can't help but sing along to it. It is, trauma is a difficult thing. Meaning, like it's like I'm addicted to heroin, and you're just like, you've got it there, and you're looking in the mirror, and you look at yourself, and you're barely alive, and but you just got to take that hit. Well, when a song like that comes on, that's how I feel when I start singing the lyrics. I don't want to. I really don't want to. It saddens me. It angers me. but yet you can't help but do it. I'm sorry, people. I don't know why I find that so funny. See, the unfortunate thing about me is that I'm a one person walking party that nobody needs to be around me. And I had the time of my life. So forgive me, you incredible, long suffering listener. I got another stinker. This one is an interesting little take on it because Anne Murray, again, one of those ones who got heavy rotation back when I was traumatized by Fly FM, the old Fly FM. Anne Murray, she is, I really like Anne Murray. She's super cool. And I didn't understand, like, and again, there's a couple of songs I've been traumatized on, just heard a kajillion times in my life. But I always kind of wondered what happened to Anne Murray and why, like, just curious, because I was a kid. So I Googled Anne Murray, and what happened to Anne Murray? And, you know, in the spirit of International Women's Day, I am going to, again, kind of explore how awful men are. Because Anne Murray was just like, I can't remember, like 20 years old, young, very pretty, from the West Coast, or from the West, and turns out she had a love relationship with her manager, who basically was an old man who obviously just took advantage of her. Like, so I do believe there was a bunch of stigma around Anne Murray throughout the time. I'll have to talk to Hugh. Hugh's over there checking some stuff out. Hugh! Folk everything, yo. You people have to stay here for the morning and check out Hugh. He does like 1,000 times better than me. He's so good. Anyways, Hugh Folk, everything. I'll have to talk to him about Anne Murray. So it's a bit of a heartbreaking story. And I was disappointed that I Googled it, to tell you the truth, because it made me think that International Women's Day should be every day of the week, every day of the year. So here in that spirit is a song called Heart Stealer. And Anne Murray. That's Anne Murray. Anne Murray. Good old Anne Murray. Thank you, Anne Murray. And a song called Heart Stealer. Well, you people have been kind enough. I got one more stinker for you. But here's the thing. It's not really a stinker because I don't know. I don't know. Everybody loves polka.
Keep on hinting, maybe, but that's just too bad. You told me once, told me twice, you didn't care for me. You said we ought to part. You turned around, said you found there was no share for me of love in your cold heart. I asked you once, I asked you twice, if you would change your mind. but you did not reply. Now you return, you say you've learned that maybe love was blind, but baby, so have I. Now you can tell me now, sad lover, of all the fun we had, and you would like to start all over, but that's just too bad. Once you told me, twice you didn't care for me. You said we ought to part. You turned around, you said you found there was no share for me of love in your cold heart. I asked you once, I asked you twice if you would change your mind, but you did not reply. Now you return to say you've learned that maybe love was blind, but baby, so have I. You can say sorry, baby, and you can tell me now you're sad. You can keep on hinting, maybe, but that's just too bad. You can tell me now you're lonely. You were never really mad. You can say you love me only, but that's just
I tried, but I couldn't do it. So we'll see. There you go. That's enough of that stuff. I'm sorry. Please apologize. Please accept my apology for that whole stinker session. But I feel better now. I feel better. Got some trauma out. Got some frustrations out. Talking about stupid men. And then we got to feel the cleansing vibes of a polka. And if you didn't like it, well, that's too bad. Yeah, all right. Something like that. Okay. This computer needs to wake up again, because on this computer, we are going to go back to some really exceptional music. Definitely exceptional music. Some brand spankers, or at least this is a brand spanker. Got two of them, and then a song by Kira. But the two brand spankers, one by Nolan Hubbard, one by Will Hound. Let's get into it. As mentioned, Moonlight is the name of the song. Nolan Hubbard released his album Eminent. It's on Spotify now. He'll probably get some vinyl pressed, and definitely check it out. I haven't Googled it on Bandcamp or searched it on Bandcamp to see if it's available there yet. But definitely listen to it now and pick it up when it's available. Nolan Hubbard, brand spanker, Moonlight.
If you're feeling lonely, we'd be dancing slowly if it feels right. Don't need eyes from anybody. You're looking like the only one I see tonight. If you just might give me the green light, by a landslide, I win the grand prize. In the moonlight, you make me feel like I could walk right over the seaside. If only I could say so boldly that you got me feeling golden. I'd love to make you mine. I'm hoping we could break this open. Put the hands that we've been holding. See me in the light. If you just might give me the green light, by a landslide, I win the grand prize. In the moonlight, you make me feel like I could. walk right over the seaside. If you just might can make the green light by a landslide, I win the grand prize. In the moonlight, you make me feel like I could walk right over the seaside. It's true, just thought I'd let you know. Hey, to watch when I'm seeing you go.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people, I can't understand how this young lady isn't very sought after for her music and performance. If you saw on my social media, Making Bacon, underscore Making Bacon, CFRC underscore Making Bacon, I posted a video of Kira at the Broom Factory. Oh, breathtaking. Absolutely awesome. She's the coolest. And before that, Moonlight by Nolan Hubbard. What a fun time. The album release party. His family was there. Good friends. It was so much fun. And Nick, is it Baxter? Anyways, Nick, saxophone player. He played with the Wilderness, and you see him play around town, some jazz and everything. Insanely talented dude. And Nick and Nolan have been performing around town, and it's great. It's great. They have great energy together. They're real. You can tell they're good, loving buddies, and that is, it's fun to see. So, you know, I may have been getting a little hard on men and all the stinkers, and, you know, they deserve it. All you have to do is turn on the news, and it makes you just want to just eliminate the males from the planet. Just let the ladies have some peace and quiet for a while. Anyways, yeah, there you go. Happy International Women's Day, and thank you to all of those special ladies out there who, I don't know, put up with men. I'm sure you all have your own personal challenges with men, so there you go. Regardless of sexuality, regardless of any of that stuff, men are a challenge, I can attest. Big show. March 20th, the mansion downstairs, 7 p.m., doors open 7:30, $20 on tickets seen in advance, metal show, I'm going to be there, I'll buy you a drink, follow along on social media, a beverage, I mean, it's not a drink, not alcohol, but I'll buy a beverage of your choice, and yeah, if you show up and you message me. So there you go. Let's support Virginia because you have no idea what this person goes through. Probably has the most intense social anxiety of a person that I've met. Yet, 7 days a week is in big crowds, loud music, people misbehaving. Like, how does she do it? And what she sees through that little lens is beautiful. It's beauty. She finds beauty even though she's being traumatized in a place she hates. She sees beauty. So there you go. And I also want to give a shout out to Donovan, who messaged me, so I know he's listening. Man, it's the you guys, your photography. We're really lucky in Kingston to have like a very, see, with this music scene that's created, there's all kinds of offshoot activity that goes along with it, right? Sound guys, photographers, artists, it's all of the bars. So, you know, when you go out and support these local musicians, you get to take advantage of this entire universal dichotomy of interaction that happens because of our wonderful musicians. All right. Willhound. We'll be right back. All right, that's Wilhound. And, yeah, local electronic producer. Sadly, I missed the last couple shows I really wanted to get to, but it's been a while since I've had a good Wilhound Dupel cacao show. Kim, I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure there's one coming up next. Speaking of coming up, big show, March 20, Mansion, Downstairs, Metal. Yeah. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. Well, time for some mail redemption. Time for some mail redemption. Here we go, some of my faves.
Yes, I do, and I want you around. Can you stand on your own? Or will I just drag you down? Can you live with yourself? And all of the things you found out about me and you, I want you around. When you come down, you'll see. All of the things you left behind. Please, don't forget about me. You should go ahead, forget about me.
Bad. naughty dolly. We like the party. I'm gonna get naughty when I touch upon your body. If you see me walking and you start to cry, you know that I'm gonna walk on by. Gets any harder, I'm gonna have to do it underwater.
The paper house or the windstorm in the eye of your mind. When you held me all morning, what did you expect to find? Maybe we're just longing for someone to be thinking of. But darling, something about you makes me feel like I'm falling in love. Am I the kindling or the ashes in the fire of your heart? When you held me all evening, you couldn't tear us apart. I'm not saying I've fallen, I'm just saying we feel like a glove. And darling, something about you makes me feel like I'm falling in love. There's something about, there's something about you.
And if I could, I would choose this dream to come true. Cause baby, there's just something about you. On your lip, you the spring in my step, my the swing in your hips. But your loving is like the sunrise, baby. I just can't get enough. And darling, something about you makes me feel like I'm falling in love.
All right, there we are. I was chatting about him earlier. Dennis Bowman, Wild Roses, Something About You. Such a great singer. So that was the Male Redemption set. After talking about how lame we all are, I picked some of our finest to try to nullify my original premise of men suck. Clem Chesterfield and the Lazy Boy Recliners with I Want You Around. Yep. I love that song. It's a great track on his new album. Hey, hopefully Clem will come in here one time. Yeah, I can't get my hopes up too much because being an 8 o'clock show on a Saturday morning, all sorts of people say they want to come in and say hi and play some music and stuff, and nobody ever does. It's okay though. It's okay. I'm not complaining. Other songs in our Male Redemption set was Bloodshot Bill. That guy has a big heart and he is super cool. Love that guy. Kissing Underwater. So cool. Then we had Old Man Ludica. And How Do I Deserve Your Love? All right. What up, yo? This is Making Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy. And thanks for hanging out this morning. Thanks for tuning in to CFRC and supporting the local radio station. And as I mentioned, it's just kind of like this huge network, a little offshoot of the music scene that has developed here in Kingston and everything, and CFRC is an integral and maybe the patient zero of incredible music at Kingston. CFRC, because it's 103 years old. Crazy, eh? 103 years old. And it is welcoming. It's very cool. The people that come here, like you, coming up next, you don't have to listen to me for much longer, thank goodness. And you can check out Hugh. And he actually has great music, all beautifully curated, 3 hours of it, rather than just coming in here and playing stinkers. But like I said, we had our mail redemption. I want to play. Here is maybe my... This is maybe the song that embodies my true spirit towards the female gender of our species. Whether they are born that way or choose to go that way, it makes no difference to me. It is the heart, the soul of a female that is completely different than a male. And I was thinking, what kind of song could, and instantly, there's only one song in my mind that can clearly and adequately explain how incredible is woman.
Baby,
So there you go. If there is one song that I would say, you know, in my mind, in my little over easy DJ P-brain mind, that song there is how I feel about the female. And in my opinion, the more powerful of the human species. So, listen, everyone, thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for listening to my rambles and putting up with my stinkers and all of that stuff. And, you know, I'm sorry for hating on men, but yeah, they suck. Sorry. Yeah, sorry, Hugh. I don't know. With these men running the world and all of that, it's not a cool world. So, women, let's give women a try. Let's lift them up. Let's, and listen, it would not be an International Women's Day if I didn't get to play my all-time favorite female creator who just absolutely blows my mind on all levels, mind, body, and consciousness. This creator is just the masses, and she cannot sum it up better for me than with a song called Hollow Man. It's Emily Steele in The Deal. Love y'all. Yo. Hugh's coming up.
What?